The story is Jesus walks on water. Psalm 56, verse 4. In God I trust, I will not be afraid. Have you ever been really scared? So scared that you didn't know what to do? One day, Jesus and his special friends, the disciples, were on the shore of a big lake called the Sea of Galilee. Jesus had been very busy all day teaching the thousands of people who had come to hear him, and he had been doing miracles amongst them. Jesus was so amazing that all the people were saying, "We could make him king instead of that horrible man Herod." The disciples too were extremely excited and happy to be with Jesus. But Jesus wanted some time alone to pray. So he said to his disciples, "You get a boat and go over to the other side of the lake while I go up the mountain." If we are following Jesus, it's always good to have time by ourselves talking with him. That's how we grow strong as his followers. You know we can talk to Jesus about anything and everything. Yes, we can. So as the sun began to set, the disciples got into their boat and began to cross to the other side. They were all talking about what Jesus had said and done during that day. The stars were now lighting the night sky, and the glow of the moon danced off the smooth water. Everything was quiet. Everything was peaceful. They were so happy. Sometimes we can be like that. Everything seems to be going well, and we are very happy. But sometimes it doesn't last. We need to spend time with Jesus when we are happy and when we are sad. Suddenly, the boat started to rock as the wind picked up. The waves buffeted the boat, throwing it to the right, then to the left, and up and down. And water sprayed over the boat as the waves grew higher and higher and the wind howled. At first, it wasn't too bad, because several of the disciples were fishermen, and they were used to storms. But as the storm grew worse, they started to get really frightened. They were wet and cold. It was dark, and they were lost. Where was Jesus now? How could he help if he wasn't there? They were dreadfully unhappy, afraid, and all alone. Sometimes we feel like that, don't we? We feel alone or afraid. Maybe things are difficult at home or at school or amongst our families. And we think that no one knows or understands or even cares. And nobody can help us. As the disciples tried hard to keep the boat on course, suddenly one of them looked up.
Look, what's that?
Where?
Over there.
I don't know. It looks like someone walking on the water. Don't be silly. People don't walk on water.
Oh no, it's a ghost. It must be a ghost. We're all going to die.
They covered their faces with their arms and started to shake. Peter looked through his fingers to see if it was still there. Yes, it was, and was coming towards the boat. Everyone was so scared. Then they heard a voice.
"Don't panic. It's me. Don't be afraid."
Everyone went quiet. The disciples looked up one by one. "Is it Jesus? Is it Jesus? I don't know," they said to each other. Jesus had walked over the lake and was standing on the water with the waves and the wind swirling all around him. Peter leapt to his feet.
"Jesus, if that's really you, tell me to come to you."
Everyone went quiet again. What was going to happen? Would Jesus do it? Jesus said, "Come on." Peter went to the edge of the boat and put one foot over and down onto the water. It felt sort of solid. He put the other foot over and the same thing happened. He stood up and let go of the side of the boat and began to walk towards Jesus. Wow, it was amazing. But then things began to go wrong. Peter stopped looking at Jesus and began to look around. He saw the waves and he heard a wind and he began to sink. It was then that Peter called out the most important words he ever said, "Lord, save me." Do you think Jesus just left him to drown? No. Jesus quickly caught him and they both climbed into the boat. "Oh, Peter, why did you doubt? Why didn't you trust me?" asked Jesus. In that moment, the wind died down and the waves grew smaller until the lake was calm and smooth once again. The disciples were so amazed they started to worship Jesus. "You really are the Son of God." Matthew 14:33. Jesus could walk over the water and calm the wind and the waves because he was the King of creation. Now, if Jesus is the King of creation, is there anything he can't handle? No. So whenever there is something that makes you feel alone or afraid, what do you think you should do about it? That's right. We should tell Jesus about it and trust him to help us and to be with us. Amen.